hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Aloha, and welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Greg the Dive Master. Sometimes I have to pinch myself because I do got one of the best gigs in the world, and today really makes me appreciate what I have as I glance out over the water and look at a sunset here off the coast of Kona, Hawaii. Thanks to our friends at Kona Honu Divers. Check them out, KonaHonuDivers.com. Honu, by the way, means turtle, right, Glenn? I got that much right. I may not say it right every time, but Honu means turtle.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. So I got that much. And obviously, they got turtles here. And ironically, we haven't seen the turtles on the dives, but every time we take the boat back into the slip, the turtles are hanging out in the marina all over the place. It's just really, it's like a dog waiting for you back at the dock, except that they're in the water and, you know, you're pulling, hey, there's a turtle there. Whoa, pretty wild. And these big monster-looking sea turtles. Pretty cool stuff indeed. So what'd you say?
They're harbor speed bumps.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, hopefully we're not turning them into that too often. But yeah, it's quite remarkable landscape and just a vibe that you get here in Hawaii, unlike anything I've ever experienced before. Now, we're getting ready to jump in the water after our surface interval and watching the sunset here off the coast of Hawaii to jump in the water with these manta rays at night. Now, that is definitely the star attraction here for this area. I mean, by the way, as we speak, all the boats, all the operations from the island are starting to converge on this site. And I don't know, there must be at least, what, 5-6 boats minimum? 1, 2, 3, 4. And this is probably a slow night, I'm guessing, isn't it, Glenn?
Sometimes we have like 8 or 9 boats out here and as many as 40 divers. But the more divers, the more lights, the more plankton, the more manta rays.
Yes, they like the lights from the divers, and that brings in the plankton, which brings in the manta ray. So the more the merrier kind of thing.
Yes.
And you guys have really done a fine job at not just our little operation here on the boat itself with Kona Honu Divers, but obviously you have to work in conjunction with the other operators, and you have like a little agreement to work this dive together, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, it's called playing nice in a sandbox with one.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah. Pretty big sandbox there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is an impressive, way how they orchestrate this thing just in its own right, just watching how they pull it off with everybody and making everybody happy. But what an experience it is. Like I said in Hour 1, this is the Stingray City of Kona, Hawaii. I have no question about it. And, you know, not to knock Stingray City, but, man, this kicks it up a notch for divers, and it definitely must. It's on any diver's must-do list after seeing this myself and now getting ready to do it the second time. You were telling me there at the break, Glenn, that there's some book, what, top 10 dives or top 50 dives to do before you die?
Right. Yeah, it's called the top 50 dives, must-do dives before you die, you know. So Kona was mentioned in there, and...
So I can die now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Well, you got to do it. You ought to do it. You ought to mark it off the bucket list at the bare minimum. And, you know, the thing is, too, this is one of those dives where I think it probably changes night after night. One night you may have 6 or 7 mantas, and another night you may have 17 like we did last night. So it just depends. Yeah. Depends on what Mother Nature wants to throw your way. And, yeah, so, you know, and the guys do this day in and day out. And every dive is different, they said. And like we said in hour one, the first dive before sunset, we saw a, you know, we saw a moray eel attack an octopus, and I got it on film. You're going to see it at scubaradio.com. It's truly an amazing thing to see in person. But I got to tell you, the video looks pretty cool, so I'm excited to get that up for you to check out at scubaradio.com as well. Now, this manta thing, though, I don't want it to overshadow what you guys have here in Kona here, Glenn, because, you know, this was the last dive out of, I would say, what, six? It was our sixth dive here in Kona when we did the manta thing. And the first five dives were absolutely exceptional. Matter of fact, the day of diving we had yesterday that ended with the manta dive may have been the best day of diving I have ever had in my entire diving career. I mean, because we started off in the morning right there at, what was it, Nye Reef, right out of the inlet?
Yeah, Naya.
Naya, okay.
Naya. Yeah, that's right outside the harbor. A lot of people think that, oh, I could have done this as a shore dive, but it's pretty rough terrain to carry your tanks over and your weights and what have you. And it's a lot easier to go off of a dive boat. Another thing is that there's a lot of boat traffic in there, so if you do it on a shore dive, there's no real protection for you. Normally, divers don't carry a floating dive flag, which they should do. And
so it's better to do it off of a boat, and you need to have your skill, you know, wits about you, so you know not to come up in the shipping channel, right?
Right, in the middle of the channel, right. Now, you don't want to get a haircut.
Yeah, you don't want to get a haircut, and but that's why you go out with the Kona Honu divers, and they'd show you the ropes. And, you know, one of the crew members affectionately called the site Rip Off Reef because they literally go right out the inlet, and they don't have to take the boat anywhere. And people think, wait a minute, why don't you take us to a good spot? And it ends up it's one of the best spots on the island.
Right, yeah. You'll see formations of eagle rays swim by, manta rays. Occasionally a tiger shark, you'll see dolphins, there's turtles that come in and out of the harbor all the time. So you never know what you're going to see there.
Yeah, we did the we got the spotted eagle rays. We didn't see the tiger sharks, but we definitely saw the spotted eagle rays, and I got in there, got some good video footage, and cruised down there through a thermocline, and they seem to just kind of cruise out there. What are they doing? Are they at a cleaning station, or do they just kind of like cruise the area?
Yeah, there is a cleaning station out there, but it's kind of deep. It's about 90 feet deep, so they'll cruise in and out of that cleaning station to get cleaned. And there's also a lot of other critters that live in the sand that they like to munch on.
Nice. Well, it was just a great sight. The visibility, by the way, has been quite impressive as well. I didn't expect as good a visibility as we've been getting. Is that typical for this area, or, you know, depends on the time of year with the plankton and all that, or what?
No, it's pretty typical to have 80-foot visibility here all year round or better. And the other day, I think we had well over 120-foot visibility.
Yeah, it was good. It made for great video, and obviously we could get up close and personal with our favorite underwater friends and kind of check them out. Now, a lot of macro life as well, and the dive guides have been exceptional at pointing out these little crazy critters like scorpion leaffish, or what was that?
Scorpion leaffish, yeah, and probably a lot of nudibranchs. We have lots of small nudibranchs out here. There's a lot of camouflage critters as well, such as your scorpion fish.
Yeah, and you know, I want to point something out because somebody on the dive boat asked this question yesterday, and for someone who's new to diving, this is really a pretty smart question, but because I didn't know it for a while, but I kind of take it for granted now. Nudibranch, you know, what is a nudibranch? And she goes, "What is a nudibranch?" And I was like, "Well, you know," the dive guy, "Well, it's like a snail without its shell."
Exactly.
And I was like, that's an excellent description for somebody who doesn't understand, but now we all know.
And it's got exposed gills, too. So that's nudie is part of, you know.
Nudist?
Yeah, nudie.
It's like a nudist snail.
A nudie snail.
Okay.
Without a shell.
Naked snail. That's what it is. A naked snail is a nudibranch.
With exposed gills.
Okay, with exposed gills or antenna or whatever the heck you want to call them. I'll go with exposed gills, too. But yeah, you got a lot of colorful little macro life like that. That really, you got to have a keen eye to find this stuff. I saw my first harlequin shrimp, for instance, and he found that in a little, I don't know what kind of coral head. There's these particular particular coral heads that you have here in Hawaii that kind of look like a round ball and just always have these little spotted crabs, or this one had a nudibranch, but there's always some kind of fish or unique thing living in this particular coral head. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah. It's called the cauliflower coral.
Now, okay, yeah. It kind of looks like a little cauliflower bud. Yeah, and always little crab, and he found a little harlequin shrimp, which is probably one of the most colorful shrimps on the planet, just from what I'd seen on video and pictures, and sure enough, seeing it up close and personal like that was quite impressive. But that's just from the dive guides going on these trips every day and knowing where the critters tend to hide out, and that's their role, is to help the passengers find these little gems in the water, right?
Right. That's what our dive guides are trained to do, is to locate the critters and to show them. Most of our instructors that are the dive guides usually write them down on a slate for our divers, and so that everybody gets a chance to see them.
Yeah, and that's what you need, because, if you're, a tourist diver cruising through Hawaii and you don't really know what you're looking for, you have a tendency to overlook some of these little gems that they search out and find for you, and they bring a little slate that they write down the names of them, so you kind of learn along the way. You guys do a real fine job in that regard, for sure.
Yes. It's really difficult to find real good instructors that will take the time to go slow and to locate all of these animals and to remember where they're at from day to day, because some of them shift around very slowly, and what they have to do is to develop a keen eye to see exactly where this critter is going to be on the reef.
Yeah, and you really would have to, because some of them are so small and so camouflaged. I don't know how you would see it. The other big star attraction from yesterday's dive was frogfish. I saw my first frogfish, and I didn't see one. I saw two, and these were big frogfish, yellow, goofy-looking things. They don't look human. They look like they're from another planet, and they're just propped up there on the coral, just kind of minding their own business. And, talk about a cooperative photo subject. It doesn't get much better than that. The frogfish fairly common in these waters, or what?
Yeah, they're very common, but you got to find them. And they're so camouflaged, you need to have a good eye to locate them.
Exactly. I don't think there's any way we would have seen them on our own, and the dive guide pointed them out, and then it's just like, they are probably one of the ugliest fish on the planet. They're kind of goofy looking, aren't they, Glenn? Come on.
Oh, they're cute. They're just as cute as the wolf eel that I've seen up in Seattle.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know. It's kind of like they're the ugly duckling of the underwater world. I don't know. But, man, are they cool looking. You kind of look at them and you're like, wait, is that a mouth? Is that an eye? I can't tell. Is that his butt or his face? It's anybody's guess sometime. You got to really kind of focus in. You hear what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, you got to look real hard. You have to look real hard.
Yeah, but it's cool. And I got it on video. You'll see it at scubaradio.com. All right, we got more coming up from Kona, Hawaii. Don't go anywhere. Or I should say aloha. And we'll be back. Or malahu or something like that, Mahalo. Yeah, there we go.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's a secret storehouse of scuba tanks.
Yeah, and all ready to use.
Things are beginning to add up.
I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
And yes, we do. We have some friends in low places, specifically Kona, Hawaii, because we just got back up from the manta dive. Mermaid Angela was down there doing her mermaid shtick. Lo and behold, it was fairly uneventful. We were kind of kicking back, watching the mantas in the night. And then as we get back to the boat, The Mandas evidently had their way with you. What the heck happened there, Angela?
I got some loving from some mantas.
Got some loving from some mantas. You know, we've had the Scuba Radio mermaids in with great white sharks. We've had them in there with, you know, groupers, Caribbean reef sharks, all kinds of other critters. I don't think we've ever had an encounter quite like this. Literally, she got close to the boat, and they put on some blue lights that they had attached to the back of the vessel here. And a manta came in. I was filming, cruising in real casually. Everyone like, hey, check it out. I'm filming, and then as soon as it gets close to Angela in her mermaid outfit, it charges you and kind of, I don't know, was it like a mating ritual? I mean, was it good for you as it was for him? I'm assuming it was a him.
Yes. I'd like to be maybe a little more cuddling. It's a little rough, though. I don't know. Maybe I didn't like it too much.
Mantas like it rough is what you're saying.
Yes, that's the bottom line. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. She, I don't know. She just didn't like it, and she wanted out of the water immediately.
Yeah, I was done after that. Time to get out of the water. So, I don't know. It was just, we were all swimming along, having a good time, and it's like on TV when the shark is just coming straight at you, and I'm like, oh, God, now what do I do? And it just decided to give me a little loving, and I wanted to get out after that.
Well, it just wanted to do a little rub, that's all. I mean, it looked fairly harmless to me, but of course, I was filming. I was just watching the event.
You know, I can't blame them. Everybody wants to rub a little mermaid, so it's all right.
Yes. There's plenty of Angela to go around for man and beast.
Exactly. Exactly.
We know, Angela, evidently there's a 20-month gestation period when it comes to mantas. That's what they told us before the briefing. So how do you feel?
I'm not looking forward to that at all, Greg. Not looking forward to it.
Yes. And then, of course, that would result in the first ever manta boy or manta girl.
Oh, how unfortunate. That would not be nice. I don't know.
No, I think you'd be a good manta boy, baby, or mother.
I don't think so. Well, they could swim good. I don't know.
Exactly. Mermaid, manta, yeah, why not? But hey, mobile, we added our little Scuba Radio experiment to the mix, and evidently mantas and mermaids don't mix, at least from the mermaid's perspective. They just need to tone it down, get some etiquette, maybe work on that whole love connection thing. You know, just take a more subtle approach is what you're saying.
Tone it down, mantas. Tone it down.
Tone it down. But other than that little encounter, which definitely put a nice little cap to our adventure, that was a spectacular dive once again, wasn't it?
It was. It was it was a little surgery, so we were swinging back and forth, but it was awesome. The night started out, there was, I think, two or three mantas, and then all of a sudden a whole bunch came and joined the crew, so we had quite a sight to see there.
Yeah, it was quite an amazing sight. You know, just the light show itself with everybody shining their spotlights up to the surface to attract the mantas. And then you have the campfire, which is a cluster of flashlights in a like milk carton contraption they put together. Is quite a light show underwater. It's kind of like watching Pink Floyd.
Yeah, just like that, Greg.
Oh, yeah, she has no idea who Pink Floyd is. Yeah, that whole generational thing. But yeah, it was quite an impressive sight underwater, like a laser light show. Does that make more sense?
Yeah, just the lights alone. I mean, even when we were there, when there was only two or three mantas, you couldn't see them at all times, but just the lights and everyone had their little glow sticks. I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, just having the mantas in there was like icing on the cake. We had a big school of fish that kind of followed up the water column from the campfire of flashlights. And really added a neat look to the whole site, didn't it?
It was like a tornado kind of formation when we first got down there, and there were just all fish just circling all the way up to the surface. It was so, oh man, it was just awesome. And all the lights, it was great.
I'm telling you what, Angela, what happened probably is my default. We accidentally, you know, set the mood for the mantas, and then they see a mermaid. It's you know, it's kind of like meat to a lion. You hear what I'm saying? I think that we put them in the mood with that little light show, and then they saw you, and one thing led to another, and bam, wham, bam, thank you, mermaid.
Yeah, oh, they'll be coming back for more, I'll tell you that much.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, everybody else, now tomorrow night, there'll be like 30 of them there at least. He'll go tell all his friends, you know how it works.
Yeah, once you have mermaid, you never go back, something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly, there we go.
All right, more coming up from Kona, Hawaii. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. Well, we found out that a grouper and a Scuba Radio mermaid have a special connection. You can check out the video of Oscar the Groper at scubaradio.com. Now we're going to have to do something with Mermaid Angela and mantas. Yes, I don't know what kind of adventure that was. A little rough.
Manta handling.
Yes, she was manta handled by a manta in Kona, Hawaii. Another first here for Scuba Radio. Another first here probably for the folks at KonaHonuDivers.com as well. Now, we're pulling back into the dock, into the marina here, and usually there's turtles waiting for us in the marina. It's night, so we can't see them, but I can guarantee you they're here. Every time we've been pulling back into the dock, it's quite remarkable to just see the turtles, a big monster, 200-300-pound turtles floating at the surface, kind of welcoming you back to reality. It's one of the other advantages you have when you come visit a exotic destination like this. And not exotic, really, in the sense that, you have all these amenities of home where we haven't even left the States. This is in the good old USA, which is quite remarkable in its own right. But truly, another great adventure, chalk one up here for the Scuba Radio crew. And besides the fact that you got your freak on with a manta, Angela, it was a lot of fun, right?
It was awesome, Greg. The light show was spectacular. The mantas were spectacular. We had an awesome time. And it was great all together. It was a great day of diving.
Yes, you know, truly, the last 48 hours here, and we had 3 full days of diving, have been some of the best diving I have ever done in the 12-year history of Scuba Radio. And maybe the weather played partly a factor here, because we did have great weather. But as you heard Glenn say earlier, that this is fairly typical. We didn't do anything out of the ordinary. I mean, there were a few less mantas on this dive than there was last night. I mean, we had 17. I think we probably had about half that tonight. You think, Scott?
Yeah, I think that's about right. There were 9 or 10. But they were a little more kicked back tonight and a little more majestic.
A little more amorous when they saw the mermaid. I'm telling you, it just went nuts.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Can I help you, boys?
I want to return a fish.
Damn it!
What?
That's the 9th return I've had this week. What's wrong with it? Let me guess. It killed a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, dude.
Damn it. It's just like all the other returns.
Joy to the fishes. Joy to you and me.
We are back on the dock here in Kona, Hawaii. after our Manta night dive. I wanted to talk to some of the crew. We already talked to Scott. He's a videographer, and we'll get some update on him. But the captain, we haven't had the opportunity to talk to the captain here of the boat. He did a fine job. Smokey Cummings, right?
Yep, that's my name.
That's actually his porn name. Your real name is?
Colin.
Colin, okay, but you know him now as Smokey.
Yeah, that's my friend Dan's name for me.
Yes, he told us all about you at the Long Beach Dive Show, and you lived up to the expectations there, Smokey.
The porn part or the driving the boat part?
The driving the boat part, not the porn part. We'll leave. You need to talk to Angela, though. She's a little...
She threw me over for a Manta. You know, so what can I say about that?
Well, you can look at that, or maybe, he got her in, or the Manta got her in the mood, and now she's ready for Smokey to move in, take care of business.
You just gave me her? Cool.
It's easy that way.
Let me wash the boat.
Meet my tip there, Smokey.
You've been traded.
Fine job. Fine operation you ran tonight.
Did you have fun?
Always. But, it was exceptional.
Good. Glad you liked it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yes.
We will. Ask for Colin or AKA Smokey. Smokey Cummings. And then where did Cyrus go? We're in Cyrus. Oh, there you are. I was looking right at you, dude. Now, you actually have been traveling around, and you have your own little website, blog thing and everything. What is it? Can you get the website? Can we put it out there?
It's www.21stcenturyexplorers.com.
So what's that about? Just traveling the world and being a rebel as you are?
Yeah, being a 21st century rebel.
And how did this happen? Well, you just decided you were going to start documenting your travels and your adventures, and you're based here in Kona now, or what?
Actually, it's my brother's idea, Ty, and he got it going, and we just started putting on information and pictures, and got taken away with that, and now we got videos, blogs, and pictures.
And so where have you been? What are some of the places that you're documenting these travels?
We've been all over Asia, down to Indonesia, Komodo.
All diving or just anything?
Mostly diving. Most of our pictures are underwater photos, but we have land-based shots, too.
So you've been here in Kona working with Kona Honu divers. How long?
Just a few days now.
Oh, really? You're brand spanking new?
Yep. Actually training.
Oh, okay. Oh, very good. So you're a dive master in training or a dive instructor or what?
Yeah, dive instructor.
All right. So how did you get a gig like this? Just stumbled into paradise and say, hey, I need to make some money, and I contacted these guys, and then one thing led to another, or what?
Yeah, actually, I was raised here on the islands and came back after 4 years being away. And went to several dive shops, and Honu seemed to treat me the best, and they seem, the best dive shop around.
Yeah, so, okay, so you lived here already, so I didn't like somebody listening could say, you know what, he has the best gig in the world. All I got to do is move to Hawaii and work for these guys. I mean, is it as glamorous as it sounds? Come on.
Well, it's not a bad life.
It ain't a bad gig if you can get away with it. And how often do you have situations with mermaids on board and then have them molested by mantas?
That's a first.
That was a first? Do you think it'll be a last?
I hope not.
You'd like to see that again?
Yeah, come back out and visit us.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if we can make that happen. Well, thank you so much. You did a fine job.
Thank you very much.
And I wish you all the luck in the world. And once again, get that website out so people can follow your adventures. Why not?
All right. www.21stcenturyexplorers.com.
Sounds good. All right. We got more coming up from Kona, Hawaii. Next, stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Being a diver has its rewards, like getting discounts on the latest oceanic gear just for sharing the underwater world with your friends and family. In fact, every time you refer a friend who signs up for a scuba class at an authorized oceanic dealer, each of you will be rewarded with $50 off oceanic gear. There's no limit to the savings you can enjoy. The more you refer, the more you save. Find the oceanic dealer near you and get all the details at oceanicworldwide.com. Reward yourself, reward your friends with oceanic dive gear at oceanicworldwide.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. peak performance buoyancy and the navigation specialty course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Hey guys, this is Weiland, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Dive in.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're in, like, Weiland's old stomping grounds here in Kona, Hawaii. Now, a day has passed. We have arrived back on the boat and just completed a dolphin experience. That's one of the other many adventures they offer here at Kona Honu Divers. Scott, what do you think? Did you like it or what?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, they have it figured out here. They know exactly what the dolphins are doing, where they're going to go. They just went out ahead of the pods of dolphins and dropped us in the water, and they came right by us.
Yes, and Mermaid Angela was in the water doing her thing once again. Not quite the experience she had with the manta last night. However, I don't know. I see you still got kind of connected with those marine mammals, didn't you?
Yeah, and then thank goodness for not the close connection. But yeah, we got to swim together. Hopefully, you got some good footage off of that. But yeah, I wasn't really wearing my masks, but I could see them, and we had a good time.
Had a good time. It was a friendly encounter for sure. And once again, this is a snorkel, too. So we're doing this on our last day of our trip. So it's a great activity you could do, say, on the last day of your travels. And then you got to hop on a plane in the evening or afternoon. This is definitely something you want to fit in there for your activities here in Kona. Now, John is one of the workers here. We haven't talked to him yet on the Scuba Radio big show here from the Big Island. And he has been captaining the boat here for the dolphin experience. The kind of dolphins you have here, kind of unique to the area or what? John, tell us about them.
Absolutely. Our Hawaiian spinner dolphins are endemic to the islands of Hawaii, and they don't occur anywhere else in the world. And not sure I'd call this work, but it's been great having you guys out. And yeah, we really have added the dolphin swim as a recent added service. We also get a lot of snorkelers on our manta night charters, and that's been a real surprise to us. Used to be just the non-diving spouse or the diver with ear trouble that would choose to snorkel, but now we get people in the water at night with mantas, never imagine themselves being in the ocean at night, and they're loving it and screaming through their snorkels.
And you find that the people that do the dolphin experience, then you tell them about the manta thing, and then they're like, okay, maybe we'll try this too.
Absolutely. We actually have a special right now. We package the two together, and we discount the combined total on the retail, and people have been really taking advantage of it, and it's just something we haven't advertised anywhere. Just put it up on the website, and boy, people are really, really enjoying it.
Manfin experience. I'm not great at marketing, what can I say? But we did put mermaids in there with them, and they seem to enjoy the encounter, both the mantas and the dolphins. And so, yeah, you know, it's a great adventure for sure. These spinner-nosed dolphins have a tendency to jump up out of the water and spin. They're the only type of dolphin that does this. Is that the deal or what?
You know, nobody really knows what drives dolphins to do what they do. I wish I was a dolphin. I know, seeing what I see, what they do. And the spinning behavior, nobody's quite sure if they're trying to shed a parasite, showing off for the girlfriend, or just having fun.
Or checking out the mermaid on the dive boat, you think?
Never a bad idea to get a peek at the mermaid when you can, and it's been a pleasure having a mermaid aboard.
Absolutely. Well, likewise, I'm sure. And she I think she liked more of the casual encounter. with the dolphin as opposed to the manta, because I don't know, she still seems a little traumatized. I'm telling you, you're too frigid. You got to loosen up, Angela. Come on.
Yeah, I definitely like the dolphins. You know, we're close family cousins, so we get along a little better.
Okay, yeah, the marine mammals, I guess the mantas are more of a fish type of thing, and you don't want to cross species pollinate or something or okay. spawn. Yeah, okay, well, we'll see. Maybe when she comes back, she can commune more with the mantas. Now, the dolphin adventure, the manta adventure, the other dive that they've been talking about here that you guys offer at Kona Honu Divers is this night swim. What is going on with the what is it, an open ocean thing at night? What's going on with that?
Well, you know, that's a real special activity. We're actually just visiting the market for going out into the deep water and just floating around in the black water. Some people have coined it the pelagic magic, where we get these interesting little embryonic forms of our reef fish and crustaceans and who knows what coming up to you and drifting by into currents at night, and it's a very, very unique experience, yeah.
Yeah, I saw the video at the Long Beach show. Didn't you have some video of that, too, you were showing us with the mantas?
That was actually probably someone else, but it's it is an activity that we're just working the kinks out on doing it safely, and that's been our chief concern, is that we don't want to go putting people out in the black water unless we're absolutely sure we have the procedure down.
Yeah, basically you're going out there a couple miles offshore and becoming a human lure, so it isn't for the light or faint at heart, I would imagine, right?
Your imagination can definitely take you to wherever you want to be. If you're in a warm, fuzzy place and you have cute little critters swimming, floating by you, that's one thing. If you look out and see a couple of reflective eyeballs about 2 feet apart, then you know your mind can definitely race on that possibility as well.
Yeah, no doubt. That makes it that much more fun. But John, you've done it all here, I'd imagine, being here for a few years working with the company. And do you have a favorite particular site or dive that you like here in Kona?
Well, you know, for me, it was a fast start. On my very first day on the Honu 1, our original boat, my interview was to swim with a whale shark. So that was kind of a harbinger of things to come, and it's been a real positive experience for me since then.
Yeah, so you did the whale shark thing. You got close up, close and personal, the whole thing, or what?
Yeah, it was a real sustained encounter. It was real easy. Somebody got on the VHF and called in, and we looked up in the distance, and you could see this huge shape of snorkelers that was basically the shape of a whale shark. So they were shadowing right over the top of it, and a couple of the people actually abandoned their vessels to get in the water with it. So technically, we could have claimed a new boat out of that.
Yeah, very nice. Well, they had a whale shark yesterday on the dolphin encounter, so that was just icing on the cake, and they got to get in the water and play with them, the whole thing, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, you know, the encounters can vary from a real quick glimpse to hanging out. We had one actually come right up to the stern of the boat where Glenn, the owner, was able to reach down from the swim step and pat it on the head, literally. And I got a
nice boy.
Yeah, it was good. And so that was incredible. That's one extreme. And then sometimes, you know, you'll get in the water with them and they'll just dive down deep real quick. But everything in between as well.
Yeah, it's just totally up to them. You never know what's going to happen. But that's what makes the whole adventure of diving that much more fun. You never know what's going to happen day in and day out. And here in Kona, I got to say, reflecting back on our 3 days of diving, definitely the second day was probably one of the best days of diving I've ever had in the history of our 12 years of scuba radio, with spotted eagle rays, mantas, turtles, eels, octopus. Oh my gosh, the diversity, quite remarkable. Now, fairly common?
Well, you know, we just ended about a 10-week streak of 15-plus mantas a night, and you guys had 17. You know, that's a huge night. There are times when we don't get any, and we're just down there hoping for one to swim by. But, yeah, you guys, your timing was good, but not unusual to have really, really good dives here in Kona.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry.
Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreAdventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Adventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Adventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Can't we just keep it closed and mark it rest in peace?
Not as long as naval scientists are trying to prove that porpoises have brain structures rivaling man's. Tests every day are proving these sea creatures are so intelligent and possess such amazing faculties that they seem almost human. Even superhuman.
Lady Dolphin and a dolphin boat were swimming out to sea one day. All the other lady dolphins smiled, but they were smiling in that subtle dolphin way. Remember all the things I said, that I love you till the day I'm dead, 'cause I need you like this hole in my head. I need you like this hole in my head.
Yeah, you know, that music is from Sting. And the IMAX film Dolphins, very appropriate to play today, being that we are in Kona, Hawaii, and we just got off the dolphin excursion vessel, thanks to our friends at Kona Honu Divers, KonaHonuDivers.com. Now, Glenn was the guy who made this stuff possible for our little adventure, little 3 days of diving with dolphins, mantas, the works. Glenn, you really rolled out the red carpet for Scuba Radio, and I deeply appreciate the fact that you probably gave me one of the best days of diving I've ever had in the history of Scuba Radio. I thank you for Maloha. Did I say it right?
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Okay, I just told him to go to take a jump in a lake or something in Hawaiian. But he knows what I was trying to say, right?
Right on, yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
It's a pleasure having you guys out here. It really has been a lot of fun. And it's all, it's been a real great pleasure having all of you out here, Scott and Angela and you. So
yeah, and you. But you know, two out of three ain't bad for sure. But you know, it's been a great adventure, and people need to do this. They need to come out here, do the mantas, do the dolphins, have those special encounters with the eels. And once again, all you have to do is go to KonaHonuDivers.com, get all the information right there, connect with Glenn and the gang. They will definitely treat you right, just like they treated us here at Scuba Radio. Now, we got to thank Pam there at the resort.
Sunquest Vacations, yeah, you'll have to do that. And also, you know, this wasn't all possible just by me alone. It was from everybody. My wife, Maggie, who has helped me out and supported me very much in this whole endeavor of scuba diving and starting up the charter business and what have you. And also the crew. Every one of them have a deep, have a soft spot in my heart for them, and they're just super people. And this is a normal thing that we do every day for everybody. You aren't special.
Well, I know. I could tell that.
You are just one of the group, you know, one of the people, and we hope that you go away as part of our Ohana. And Ohana is family.
Oh, I was going to say, I owe you money now? What's the deal? Wouldn't be the first time. But yeah, it really does come from the top down. Glenn has a great attitude, and that trickles down through the entire crew at Kona Honu Divers. KonaHonuDivers.com. All right, well, aloha. That'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me
be wiping me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.